Welcome to a very special episode of Japan Top 10. My name is Eric.
And I'm Erin.
And we are going to be covering some Japanese language covers of Western songs. Japan Top 10. This week we're going to be covering Japanese language covers of Western songs.
Yes, indeed. We have quite a few on this list, actually.
Now, this is very different from our usual take on covers where it's Japanese groups singing in English. This time, we're going straight to the Japanese language.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the likes of Eric and I and hosting an episode of Japan Top 10? Well, if so, I have some good news for you. We're looking for a full-time, brand new host to join our podcast. So, if you've ever thought of applying and joining the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there, come see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details.
And next on our countdown from 1984, yes, those are emotions that you're feeling. It's Hideki Saijo with Careless Whisper.
Number 5.
Bye.
Ironically enough, I've had this song stuck in my head for the past 4 days or so, and I don't know why.
At the place where I work, we always have a moment during a busy weekend day where we're like, you know what we need right now? A little Careless Whisper. As soon as the saxophone starts, it's just like a cold drink of water for the summer of my heart, and I feel instantly rejuvenized and can get through the day. I love this song so much.
What a lovely metaphor.
I stole it from somebody, I'm sure.
Oh.
Hideki Saijo is a singer and television celebrity. In the 1970s, he was part of a new Big Three along with Goro Noguchi and Hiromi Go.
Yes, indeed. As well as this classic George Michael's hit, Careless Whisper, Hideki Saijo also covered songs like YMCA by The Village People, but he titled it Young Man instead of YMCA.
And he also regained popularity in the 90s for the anime Chibi Maruko-chan. He also sang the theme song and became a character that was specially created for the Japanese version named Lucky Mucho in the film The Emperor's New Groove.
I love that movie.
Chipper.
Very niche reference.
If you get it, that was for you. In 2003, he had the 85th single set to be released, and he suffered a mild stroke while performing overseas in Korea. After rehabilitation in 2006, he released his 86th single, Meguriai.
Goodness, 86 singles. Not even a stroke can stop this man. Good on you.
Good on you, man.
Next up, we have Miss Oja, Chris Hart, and Chage with their cover of Stay With Me from 2015.
Number 4.
A song that was not released before 1970 that I know. Stay With Me. I definitely know this one.
Funny how you know this one and not Nicki Minaj, but to each their own.
You would think, I only know the sad songs, that I don't know the actual, like, everyone's kind of hanging out songs.
Do you have something you want to talk about, Eric?
Stay with me. The cover of this Grammy Award-winning song from Sam Smith's album In the Lonely Hour features three people on three different parts of the song. The first was Chris Hart, the second part was Miss Oja, and the third, Chage.
Miss Oja is a singer-songwriter who was born in 1982, and she is the eldest of four siblings from the Mie Prefecture. She aspired to be a singer from when she was 17 and debuted as a singer when she was 29. And she attributes her influences to singers like Mary J. Blige and Alicia Keys, and likes club, hip-hop, R&B, and pop music.
Man, she really put in the work going from 17 to 29 before debuting.
Never give up, man. It's a long road.
I guess not. No, I think I'm just going to give up. That's just...
Too many years.
Too many years. Chris Hart was born in 1984 in San Francisco in the Bay Area. He's an African-American singer who gained popularity as a J-pop artist in Japan. He developed an interest in Japanese music, language, and culture when he was 12 after he took a Japanese class at his school. He moved to Tokyo at 24 and performed in Japanese as the vocalist for the visual kei J-rock band Nikita with Metallic Beasts, before starting his own solo band, Live.
And Chage, whose real name is actually Tsuji Shibata, was born in 1958 and was a radio personality, photographer, and singer-songwriter. And he is the main vocalist and lyricist-composer for the duo Chage and Asuka.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? First off, awesome. Second off, if you create Japanese music and you want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Rekka, by sending her an email at rekka@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Our Japanese translator, Miki, will be announcing this message in Japanese for our Japanese listeners.
Indies musician の方へお知らせです。ご自身が作った日本の曲を宣伝したいとお考えでしたら、私たちの音楽監督レッカまでメールでご連絡ください。アドレスは recca@jtop10.jp です。recca@jtop10.jp です。メールにポッドキャストで取り上げてほしい曲を忘れず添付してください。
Next up, at number 3 from 2013, it's Galileo Galilei with Chocolate.
Number 3.
Yeah.
This is a song I've never heard before in its original format until, like, today when I was doing my research.
I have never heard this song either. I was thinking in my head, I was like, oh, is this some sort of baby metal cover that we're going to have? Okay. Galileo Galilei is a rock band from Hokkaido signed to SME Records. The band unfortunately announced their breakup after their final tour in April 2016.
Yet, don't fret too much, because in January of 2018, the members, along with support from guitarist Daiki, formed a new band called Bird, Bear, Hare, and Fish, and released their new album called Moon Boots.
That might be one of my favorite band names of all time. Bird, Bear, Hare, and Fish.
As a big tongue twister, and I'm actually surprised I said it right in one go. And for our next song, we have Asoremi with Atashi no Baby from 1964.
Number 2.
This song is a cover of the Ronettes' Be My Baby from 1964. The singer and guitarist is from Tokyo, and Remy's initial stage name was Asuo Kyoku. She's a pioneer of Japanese female rock and mainly releases Japanese cover songs of Western pop.
This one being one of my favorite songs of all time, I'd have to say.
Be my baby. So good.
I know.
You know what song would you want her to cover next? From that, like, 1960s kind of era.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe, like, you know, Bad Girls, talking about Bad Girls.
Yes, that would be good.
I feel like that would be good.
I'm thinking leader of the pack.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I would love that one.
That'd be a good one too. We gotta send her an email.
I'll ask Kylie and Nikki to introduce us.
Hopefully. I don't know if they will after all the things I've said about them today.
And hey, if you don't get that joke, it means you're not part of the Patreon Plus.
Very good segue.
Or the Patreon program. So if you want to hear some of our inside jokes for this episode, check out our Patreon page.
Yes, for just a dollar a month, you can get to hear all kinds of inside jokes and extra songs every episode.
And for just a dollar, you can upgrade your donation to a Premium Plus donor, and you'll get announcement ad-free episodes, access to behind-the-scenes stuff like our scripts, and starting in 2019, which is this year right now, you'll also get two bonus tracks on special episodes like this one, and also on Artist of the Month episodes, plus much more. Check out the full details at jtop10.jp/club.
And coming up next, we have a song by Yoko Honna called Mimi wo Sumaseba from 1995.
Number one.
feels so old.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go stick my head in the dryer.
No.
This song is a cover of the John Denver song Country Roads from his album Poems, Prayers, and Promises. The song was entered into the Grammy Hall of Fame and is John Denver's most popular and beloved song.
Yes, indeed. And if you are not a country person and you don't like listening to country music, you probably know this song anyway, especially if you like Japanese animations, because this song was actually used in the Studio Ghibli film Whisper of the Heart.
Worcestershire of the Heart.
So Whisper of the Heart was directed by Hoshifumi Kondo and was actually one of the only films he directed before his death in 1998. And it was one of the only Ghibli films not directed by Miyazaki or Takahata until the film The Cat Returns, which came out in 2002, which coincidentally focused on a minor character from Whisper of the Heart, Baron the Cat.
Who returned.
The cat returns.
Yokohona is an actress and voice actress best known as the voice of Nagisa Misumi from the original Pretty Cure series and Vermouth from Detective Conan. Known here in the States as Case Closed.
I only know it as Detective Conan. I didn't know that's
really?
What it's called.
Yeah. Oh no, what have we done? No, we called it Case Closed.
Oh no.
I only say it because there was an exclamation mark at the end and I remember my first grade English.
Case Closed.
Case closed. Oh, did you think that case was open? Too bad. Case closed.
Oh, goodness. I love localization.
That was the best. All right, y'all. That does it for this episode. Join us next time when Andy is going to join Ethel on his pick for April's Artist of the Month episode. They'll see you in a few days from now. My name is Eric.
And I'm Erin.
Please subscribe to us on iTunes, check us out on Stitcher, go to our Facebook page for all of your J-Top 10 news, and we will see you next time.
Bye, see you next time.
Bye.
Japan Top 10.
So good. I know. Case closed.